This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India is rapidly progressing towards becoming the world's third largest economy, and artificial intelligence is emerging as a growth driver for the Indian economy. Addressing a special program under SOAR, Skilling for AI Readiness, at Rashtrapati Bhavan today, the President said that AI is not just a technology, but a powerful opportunity for positive change in the country.
आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस आज पूरे विश्व में अर्थव्यवस्था और समाज को नई दिशा दे रही है. भारत को एआई ग्लोबल लीडर के रूप में स्थापित करने के लिए इंडिया एआई मिशन चलाया जा रहा है. आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस भारतीय अर्थव्यवस्था के ग्रोथ ड्राइवर के रूप में उभर रहा है. आने वाले दशक में देश के जीडीपी, रोजगार और ओवरऑल प्रोडक्टिविटी में एआई का योगदान महत्वपूर्ण होगा. देश का एआई टैलेंट पूल विकसित करने में डेटा साइंस, एआई इंजीनियरिंग और डेटा एनालिटिक्स जैसे स्किल की प्रभावी भूमिका होगी.
During the event, the President conferred AI certificates upon learners, including students and members of parliament, and launched the national awareness campaign and named Skill the Nation Challenge. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that decisive role played by DRDO developed weapons during Operation Sindoor reflects the organization's strong commitment to safeguarding national interest. Visiting the DRDO headquarters in New Delhi today on its 68th Foundation Day, Mr. Singh praised the organization for strengthening India's indigenous defence capabilities with state-of-the-art technologies. The Defence Minister also expressed confidence that DRDO will play a key role in the development of the Sudarshan Chakra as envisioned by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has announced that the country's first Vande Bharat sleeper train will operate between Guwahati and Kolkata soon. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnaw said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate this train within the next 15 to 20 days. The centre has notified draft rules for four new labour codes. These labour codes are the Codes on Wages 2019, the Industrial Relations Code 2020, the Code on Social Security 2020, and Occupational Safety, Health and Working Conditions Code 2020. The rules define workers, wages, types of employment, gratuity, bonus and social security of workers, including gig workers. These draft rules are open for public consultation and stakeholders have been invited to submit objections and suggestions within 45 days. The total gross goods and services tax GST collections grew 6.1% to around 1,75,000 crore rupees in December 2025 as compared to the same month in 2024. The total gross GST revenue in December 2024 was over 1,64,000 crore rupees. Bulgaria has officially entered the Eurozone, adopting the euro as its national currency from New Year's Day. With this move, Bulgaria has become the 21st country to join the euro area. To ease the transition, the Bulgarian lev will remain in circulation along with the euro until the end of this month. From the 1st of next month, the euro will be the country's only legal tender. The move marks a major milestone for Bulgaria, which has been working towards Eurozone membership since joining the European Union in 2007. National Highways Authority of India today announced discontinuation of the Know Your Vehicle KYV cards for cars of or all new FASTag issuance with effect from the 1st of next month. The Ministry of Road Transport and Highways said the step has been taken to enhance public convenience and eliminate post-activation harassment faced by the highway users. It added that KYV will be required only in specific cases where complaints are received. The benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended New Year's third trading session on a flat note. The indices opened in positive territory but could not sustain the momentum and traded in a range throughout the day. The Sensex dropped 32 points to close at 85,189, while the Nifty added 17 points to settle at 26,147. The broader market indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange also displayed mixed trends. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense to very dense fog conditions over Odisha, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi till the 5th of this month. Dense fog conditions will prevail over Assam, Meghalaya, Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, West Bengal and Sikkim till tomorrow. And with that, we end this news bulletin.